This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Over the last few days, there was interesting confrontation, shall we call it, between Neffet, i.e. Professor Philip Nolan of Neffet, and experts on HEPA filters and HEPA filtration. In fact, Professor John Wenger, who's the chairperson of the expert group on the role of ventilation, said not every classroom in the country needs an air filter, but many could benefit. This was a group specifically set up to advise government on the role that ventilation can play. And HEPA filters would play a huge role in cleaning the air in our classrooms and might not require the children to be sitting there in their coats freezing with the windows open. Now, Stephen Donnelly was on Primetime last week. Of course, all of his colleagues now watch him every time he goes out. They watch him through their fingers. But he was talking about a group called AMRIC, which was pointed out to him on the programme that pretty much everyone else disagrees with AMRIC. Now, Professor John Sadow, Professor of Physical Chemistry at UCC, joins me. John, you are a colleague of Dr. Wenger's, and talk to me a little bit about HEPA filters. I know that it's not just a matter of wheeling one in and plugging it in. You have to install it properly. But how useful could they be in our classrooms? Good morning.
Well, John is absolutely right, PJ, in the first place, and why there's been this debate, almost a pseudo-scientific debate from the politician's side, is something that I don't really understand. We all know over the last year we've worked through that we need masks for our face, we need vaccinations, and we need also filtration for our rooms. Indoor air is important, not only because of the coronavirus, which is a definite addition to our casino of problems with air pollution, but because outdoor air gets indoors if you've got all the windows open. So you need something a bit more able to be in the front line. And the HEPA filters, which, I mean, there are many of them in vacuum cleaners, what they are like fiberglass face masks for the room. And they pump the air in, they recirculate it out, they clean up the particles that can carry the virus, and then it's healthier. Politicians, I think, simply have so little science in their arsenal of knowledge that they can't keep up.
Mm. I was reading an article in the latter part of last week about HEPA filters, and I also went looking up the price of them. So you get a pretty good one, I imagine, for 400 or 500 euro. But you can't, as I said, just wheel it in and switch it on. You have to position it correctly. Is that what they're maybe afraid of, that people don't know how to position them correctly?
Well, I think many people, and what we've got to get used to, I think, first of all, in our domestic homes, is to have HEPA filters just like we have light bulbs, that we understand that they're important. And I have one, and I simply have it in the corner of the room now. When you get to much more occupational circumstances, then clearly you need somebody to give full advice as for a particular room that is badly ventilated, that has problems in its own right. Yes, you need advice. But honestly, I mean, I think the Americans worked out that it's about €10 per school child per year to put these HEPA filters in. And if Michael Martin can't find the money, then certainly a Hogwarts magical spell won't work.
Yeah. Philip Nolan told a meeting, or a briefing of NEFET, a press briefing. This is Professor Nolan, the head of their modelling. He said that the devices can play our role in certain circumstances, but he said their use would not necessarily improve ventilation in settings such as schools. Is he right or is he wrong?
Well, ventilation is, if you like, a different issue. I said the holy trinity of ventilation, yeah. Filtration and vaccination. And ventilation does allow, if you've got a good ventilation, you've got good throughput of air, then obviously the material, the air pollution inside will be diluted. But not everywhere can do it. And you also have to be a bit beware if you're, say, your classroom or whatever is right next to a busy road, or it's next to persons who have wood-burning stoves, that, you know, it can come in. Yeah. The outside particulate matter and the nitrogen oxides that you have can come in.
Well, apart from that, what else can come in, John, on days like this? And I've taken so many messages and calls from parents whose children are coming home, the poor little devils, blue with the cold, sitting in classrooms all day with windows wide open. You know, would a HEPA filter, a properly installed HEPA filter, would it reduce the need for that?
Well, of course. I mean, it's bound to. I mean, it's almost like B following A in the alphabet. Is that if you have such a thing that filters air, filters particles out that carry the virus, yet alone the particles themselves, like the PM2.5 that we often talk about coming out of diesels, are a problem that come in. If they can do that, the air will be cleaner.
Yeah. Why do you think? And I'm asking you to speculate, I know. But why do you think that the Department of Health and NEFET are so against an idea of putting a decent HEPA filter into every classroom?
I think you're somewhat right about talking about the cost, if you like, the cost of buying the things, the cost of installing the things. That's. But I don't believe that. Is entirely a valid argument, because what cost with the vulnerable being so potentially damaged by this? What cost is important? And as I said, you can't get a magic spell to do this.
Of course, there's something else as well, John, that jumps out as a simple commercial reality. If the Department of Education / Department of Health were to secure a contract with a provider of HEPA filters, they get a whopping great discount for all the ones the schools would need.
Yeah, yes, quite honestly, I can't really see how cost is the problem. I gave you that sort of cost in America, which is €10 per school child per year.
Yeah.
I can't really see that being, but perhaps it's certainly possible. The politicians don't know that. They're scared even of understanding what the HEPA HEPA thing means, because their background in science is so minuscule.
Yeah. It's high efficiency particulate air is what it stands for. John, thank you as always. John Sadeau, Professor of Physical Chemistry at UCC.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.